As usual, I'd like to start each show with one of my top 10 lists. Today, I've got the top 10 tips to avoid dog bites, and here they are. Number one, be a responsible dog owner. The truth of the matter is that all dogs bite, all of them, no matter what size or breed. There are dogs that bite less than others, and there are certainly breeds that are more aggressive than others. Think about all of these things when selecting which type of dog you're bringing into your family. And remember, dog's mouth moves 4 times faster than the human's hand. Number two, leash your dog whenever you're in public. Unless you're in a designated off-leash area, keep your dog on a leash. Put your ego aside, no matter how well-trained your dog is. And if he's in the backyard, make sure your dog can't get out and isn't easily approached by strangers passing by, because that can make him very neurotic, being teased, especially by kids. Number three, vaccinate. Dogs bite people and they bite each other. Make sure your dog's shots are up to date, especially the rabies. It's sensible, but it's also the law. Number four, I know I say this all the time, but train your dog. You will be both so much happier and closer for it. A well-trained dog is less likely to create trouble or react aggressively to other dogs and strangers. Remember, just because you feed and walk your dog doesn't give him any reason to bond to you. It's the training and the games that you play with them. Number five, respect your dog's space. It might seem like your dog can't get enough of you, but dogs need their space sometimes too. And if he takes off to his bed for some alone time, respect that and let him be. If you're having a needy moment, or a neurotic one at that, have a glass of wine or a cup of tea instead of bothering your dog when he's lying down. And number six, watch for the body language. I just talked about respecting his space, but there are other aspects of body language to look for. If your dog is acting aggressive, fearful, or defensive, or even just over-exuberant, calm him down by leashing him or taking a small time out. Number seven, be cautious of strays. The city is full of stray dogs, and they can be aggressive and fearful. So keep your dog away from them, and if you see a stray dog, best thing to do is to try to call the Humane Society and let them do what they're good at. Number eight. There's a lot to be said for the adage, let sleeping dogs lie. Don't disturb a sleeping dog. Even the most docile dog can react unpredictably if surprised or suddenly wakened. And number nine, avoid aggressive play. It can be fun to play tug of war and other aggressive games with your dog. But if you're not careful, you can accidentally encourage aggressive behavior. Remember, if you're boxing the side of your puppy's mouth because you think it's cute to box one side and then the other, he'll think it's okay to open his mouth every time your hand comes near him and mouth you, and then you'll have a problem as he gets older. Number 10, this is socialize your dog. The more comfortable he is in a variety of situations, the less likely he is to get scared or aggressive. Expose him to men with hard hats. Expose him to drains in the road. You expose him to the subway, traffic, kids, other dogs. There's no such thing as over-socializing your dog. And it all boils down to this, and it's a line that I've stolen from Dr. Phil. Create winning conditions. Follow these 10 suggestions, and you are well on your way to making sure that you have a dog that is unlikely to bite or get bitten.